You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and now for some exciting news from Extant, the UK's leading theatre company for blind and partially sighted performers and audiences. As blind actor, theatre maker and access consultant, Ben Wilson has just started in post as Extant's first trainee artistic director. Congratulations, Ben, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
So, Ben, would you be able to give me a bit of a sort of rundown of your theatre career so far, how you got into theatre and acting, setting up your own creative audio description company here for Pictures, and also your theatre company, Break Wall Ensemble?
Yeah, absolutely. So theatre was what I always wanted to do, really, growing up as a child, as a teenager. Theatre was, you know, making theatre, even at that age, was a thing that I loved more than anything else, whether that was as a performer or as a director or as a writer, whatever it might be. I always had that ambition. So that's what I went off to university to do. I did an undergraduate degree and then a master's degree in drama and then in acting. So I started my career as an actor shortly after graduating. And that was also about the same time that I was going through the process of losing my sight and becoming blind. So that all sort of came together as well in introducing me and opening my eyes, the terrible pun I always use, to the world of disabled-led theatre and accessible theatre and theatre made by and for blind and visually impaired artists and audiences. That became more and more part of what I did, and I started working with other artists to advise them and consult with them to how to make their work accessible to blind and visually impaired audiences. I also made work myself that was very accessible to blind audiences and did sort of fun creative things with audio description. So yeah, as an actor and as an audio description consultant, I've gotten to work at great theatres on great shows, whether that's, you know, Sheffield Theatres, Leeds Playhouse, and all over the country on some really exciting projects as a sort of actor and freelancer. Then yeah, I've founded the company Brick Wall Ensemble with some friends who I studied with, and we've made a number of shows together, perhaps most notably a show called Henry V, which is a retelling of Shakespeare's Henry V, instead of being about a king, an English king going over to France to invade. It was about an English landlord leading his friends over to France following the England football team. So yeah, that's sort of been the heart of my work. And then yeah, you mentioned here the picture as well, which is part of my audio description work. I worked on a show at Leeds Playhouse, and off the back of that, we trained up some of the cast to become audio describers, and now they perform audio description in character in really fun, colourful, exciting ways. So that's part of the audio description consultancy work that I do. So yeah, I do a little bit of lots of different things: acting, directing, access consulting. I like to hang around and cause trouble wherever I can in the theatre industry.
And do you think sort of losing your sight at that time after graduation has sort of maybe given you a bit more of a, I suppose, a push or incentive to sort of do so much work, because you seem to be very busy?
Absolutely, yeah. It's interesting. I always say before I lost my sight, I didn't really necessarily know exactly where I belonged in the theatre industry. Like I said, acting is almost my sort of first skill, but I also was interested in directing and making work myself, making shows as an independent artist. But I think I always felt a little bit lost and not quite sure what the type of work I wanted to make was. But then losing my sight and being, like I said, being introduced to the world of disabled-led theatre and accessible theatre really now has given me a sort of a sense of identity within the industry and a purpose. Yeah, I know exactly the sort of work I really care about now and exactly the sort of shows I want to work on and how I want to work on them.
For 5 years, you were the agent for change for Ramps on the Moon at Sheffield Theatres. And I wondered sort of that 5-year experience, what you brought into your own work from that experience.
Yeah, I think the thing that I learned loads and loads, that 5 years being in a, you know, Sheffield Theatres is a huge organisation that makes amazing shows. Of, you know, it's got a number of shows in the West End and on tour at the moment that I started at Sheffield Theatres, that started whilst I was at Sheffield Theatres. And it was an amazing time to be working there and get to be in that building, experiencing on a day-to-day basis how an organisation of that size works, you know, how those decisions are made, how those shows got made. I learned an enormous amount from my point of view, and also like to think I made quite a big impact and made some huge changes in terms of how that building thinks about disability and access, getting lots of great disabled actors on that stage, lots of great disabled audiences into those buildings, watching really beautifully creative, accessible shows. So yeah, I'm really, really proud of the impact that I had on the organisation during that 5 years, but also really, really enthused by and grateful for the opportunities and the learning that I got. And during my time there, I got to work as associate director on a show there and got to work as an actor on a show there as well during that time. So it really helped develop me creatively as well as started to make me thinking about myself as a leader and in the industry and the things that I can do if I, you know, get myself into a position of leadership, the change I can make and the improvements that I could be a part of in terms of the experience for disabled people working in theatre. And that sort of leads really nicely. I think it's the perfect stepping stone to move from that job into the trainee artistic director job at Extant.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, sort of with your own theatre background and your time with Ramps on the Moon, sort of, you know, why you wanted to apply for the role of Extant's first trainee artistic director.
Absolutely. I think there's a few things, really. One, the thing I sort of really learned in my time as agent for change is that really, if you want to make change happen, you've got to either be in a position of leadership or have leaders who are engaged and allies in making that change happen. And so I really came out of that job thinking, right, if I'm really serious about wanting to change the industry for the better, then I need to develop as a leader. I need to find myself in a position of leadership to implement that change. And so this job, I saw this job advertised and thought, well, there you go. That is a job designed to develop a blind person into a position of leadership in the industry. And I was like, that feels like the perfect fit. It feels like exactly the right opportunity for me, because if that's what I want to be, if I want to be a leader and if I want to, you know, have influence in this industry, then this is exactly the sort of opportunity that I was hoping to come about and that I was dreaming of getting. So that was really exciting. And also Extant are a company that I want to learn a lot from. You know, as you mentioned in your introduction, they are the leading theatre company led by and for blind and partially sighted people, and they've got a wealth of experience in the team, particularly Maria, who's the boss and has been the boss there for a number of years. I think there is a huge amount of experience and knowledge that I can learn from and steal from and pick their brains about, because, you know, I want to make work with blind and partially sighted artists and for blind and visually impaired audiences, and Extant are the people who've been doing that the longest and the best. And so, yeah, who else better to learn from and to work with?
And how do you see your role continuing on all that great work that Maria has done with Extant over the last 25 years or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, I want to learn from Maria and to pick her brains and see how she works. And, you know, Extant has thrived so much because of Maria's ability to keep going and her resilience and her tenacity. So there's no better person to learn from in terms of that front. I also think, you know, the experience that I've picked up over the last 10 years or so of my career as a working visually impaired artist, you know, there's someone out there working as a blind actor and theatre maker and working in big organisations like at Sheffield's, I do think I've got things to bring to Extant. There are things that I can, you know, some of my knowledge and experience that I can bring to Extant to help shape where they go next. And some of the contacts and the links and the things that I've made in the last few years, I think I can really enhance and be a part of Extant's next chapter and the direction that the company goes in next.
And do you see yourself putting on your own shows within Extant, or actually being a sort of theatre maker as well as a sort of role of artistic director? Because there's always a bit of a sort of, you know, you're running the company, but you're also, you know, have that opportunity to put on shows.
Absolutely. That is the unique job of an artistic director. You've, you know, there's two jobs there. It's artistic and it's a director. You're a company director, but you're also an artist, and you also have to lead on the company's artistic vision. And absolutely, there are plans afoot for me whilst I'm here to make work. And it was a huge part of, I don't think I would have taken the job if it wasn't also a creative and artistic job, because, you know, that's the stuff I want to be involved in, is amazing shows with amazing artists. And I wouldn't have accepted the job if it was just a sort of business-minded job and not an artistic-minded job. I'm, you know, really excited about what I can achieve artistically whilst at Extant as well. And I won't give anything away just yet, but definitely there are plans afoot for some really exciting creative and artistic stuff to happen.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sort of some of the issues around theatre and the arts is how blind and partially sighted people can progress within the wider theatre community for those sort of higher roles within sort of artistic director and stuff and things like that. And I suppose, you know, that's part of what Extant Evolve is all about, is providing those opportunities and seeing more blind and partially sighted people up at, you know, sort of those high posts within theatre.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, the theatre industry, it's at ground level, is a diverse workforce, but actually at the top levels, it's not a particularly diverse workforce. And that's where we need to see more diversity in all forms, is at the very top levels, the people running organisations, the people making the decisions, people in positions of influence. And I think generally for us blind artists, there are quite a few of us working and making great work. I think a lot of us feel slightly trapped. You know, me personally, you know, I've got a number of great credits as an actor and as a director. You know, I've won awards. I was recently nominated for quite a prestigious acting awards by the National Theatre and the Sunday Times, and that was hugely exciting. But then where are the next, you know, opportunities? Where are the platforms for blind actors, blind directors, blind writers to really showcase their talents? We don't seem to have our foot in the door as much as other groups, you know, on big shows, on big venues. And that really frustrates me. And I think I've proven over the years that I have the ability, that I have a quite an impressive CV for a mid-career artist. But then, like most disabled artists, we tend to get stuck there because the higher echelons of the industry don't seem to want to give us work and give us the platform that we deserve. And I think that's where Extant has been in the past. I think we can continue to be a real advocate for blind and partially sighted artists, but also be a vehicle and a platform itself to showcase some of that talent. And I'd love to see, you know, Extant, and one of the sort of projects I'd love to do whilst I'm here is to collaborate with major theatres and major organisations to create a real platform, a real big mainstream platform for blind actors, blind writers, blind directors to showcase and show the world how fantastic they are. And that's one of the things I learned from Ramps on the Moon. I think Ramps on the Moon was very good at providing a major mainstream platform for disabled actors to do their thing and be brilliant. And the career, you know, development that has been given to disabled actors through Ramps on the Moon has been incredible. I'd love to sort of replicate some of that and take some of that learning and apply it specifically to blind and visually impaired actors through Extant and see what we can do there.
And what do you see your future after your time as the first trainee artistic director at Extant? Would you like to maybe take over the helm when Maria steps down in 2026?
I mean, big shoes to fill. I don't know. I think part of the job with this is I want to explore whether that is something I would be interested in or if that's something I would be good at, would be suited to. I am in theory open to that sort of thing. But I think part of what is exciting about a traineeship is actually it's a risk-free opportunity to explore whether that is the sort of job you want to do, whether it's running a company, whether it's running a building. I certainly think I would like a position of leadership in the industry, whether that is running a company like Extant, whether that's being part of the hierarchy of a big building, whatever it might be. I think I would love to have a position of leadership and also to continue developing as an artist and continue getting the opportunity to make work as both an actor and director. So never say never, but we'll see. That's what the next couple of years are all about, isn't it? That's what the Evolve thing is all about, is discovering what's next for Extant and discovering what's best for visually impaired artists who are ready for a position of leadership.
Ben, if listeners would like to follow your time as Extant's first trainee artistic director and find out a bit more about the great work that Extant does, where's the best place for people to go to follow you and find out more?
Well, obviously, I get on the Extant website, get on Extant social media stuff, at Extant LTD on Twitter. I'm at Benjamin E. Wilson on Twitter. I'm a bit of a Twitter addict, so constantly posting about life as a blind artist in the theatre industry and calling people out in the theatre industry when they're not doing good enough. So yeah, that might be a good place to follow. And yeah, Extant's website and all the Extant social media platforms, I'm sure, will have all the information about everything that's happening at the company.
Well, congratulations again, Ben, on becoming Extant's first trainee artistic director, and hopefully we'll have you back on RNIB Connect Radio to find out how things are going with this exciting new role.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.